I was getting a bus, so I was waiting at the bus stop, and then I could see this black tracksuit come towards, black man in a tracksuit come towards me, and he looked me in the eyes, but I was on the phone, so once he'd passed me, I didn't really think much of it, and then he come from the side, and I just moved my head, and it went all over me. We can stop, you know, try and stop the sale of it all, or, you know, you've got to have ID and everything, but I just believe the sentence needs to be upped. Obviously, it's not murder, but us people have got to live with what them people have done to us, you know. We've got to live with the constant, you know, I look in the mirror and I can see what Anthony's done to me, all the scars, and it's a life sentence for us.
Lynn Pereira.
The man asked me, two men walked over to the car and asked me, are you Lynn Pereira? I said, yes. Before I say anything else, they throw the whole gallon acid to my face. And that moment, my baby, he's only 4 years old. He tried to grab me. His daddy said, don't touch mommy, don't touch mommy. And I call up on the ground. And he said, mommy, don't die. Please, mommy, don't die.
What happened subsequently? Have the rules changed in Singapore?
I believe so, because after 3 months, according to my ex-husband, he said 3 months after acid attack, I'm the first victim in Singapore. And the policy had changed. They're not able to get assets easily like they used to be.
Joseph Cotry-Monson now, who's a criminal lawyer who's worked on cases involving these noxious and corrosive substances of various kinds. He's also director of Mary Monson Solicitors.
It's easier to buy acid than it is to buy a box of matches, and which can seriously and permanently injure people. Its sales should be regulated, as it is in many other countries where this is a problem. But it doesn't just need to be dealt with in terms of sentencing. I mean, you've heard of me talking about the idea of a new offence or new criteria. We've had that for knives. The reason we've had it for knives is because there was a public outcry, and part of educating people about the danger of knives is to legislate.